Amen. Well, we're still in this series on the Holy Spirit, and today's message is the Holy Spirit empowers us to witness. Our scripture will be coming from the 28th chapter of Acts. We'll conclude this series next week. We hope that this has been helpful to us. I've learned a lot just in preparing for Sunday, and I've experienced a lot. And for all of that, I'm extremely grateful. I'd like to share with you the ending, really, of the book of Acts. We have been with the book of Acts a lot in worship the last several months. In the 28th chapter, 17 through 24, and then the concluding two verses, 30 and 31. This is how the story ends in the book of Acts. Paul has finally made it to Rome. 3 days later, he called together the local leaders of the Jews. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, yet I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. When they had examined me, the Romans wanted to release me because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to the emperor, even though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is for the sake of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They replied, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think. For with regard to this sect, which we know that everywhere is spoken against." Verse 30 and 31. Paul lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When you come to an end of the book, sometimes you just like to pause for a moment and think where you're at. Because usually at the end of a story, the end of a book, you're at a special place. You've gone through a lot with the different characters. Usually there's an interesting plot, and you've taken a journey in this story. And when you come to the end, lots of times you go, "Wow, kind of wish it didn't end right here. It's so good." And you reflect a little bit about what has happened. This is what I experience when I come to the end of the book of Acts. You know, it's really good for us sometimes to read something all the way through in one setting. And when we don't get interrupted, we have a greater appreciation for this whole book of Acts. But when I come to the end of this book, I'm thinking to myself, look what has happened within 3 decades of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel has gone from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, and now to Rome, headquarters of the Roman Empire. God has taken the most unlikely characters, the disciples and the early apostles, and He's worked through people to share the good news of Jesus Christ and what that means to all people. We see how Jesus said that they were to be witnesses. "You shall be my witnesses when you receive the Holy Spirit." So that's why sometimes people will say, "Well, this is the book of the Acts of the Apostles." And then somebody else will say, "No, this is the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit." Well, they're both right. Of course, you can be more right if you say this is the book of the Holy Spirit working through the Acts of the Apostles, but you get my drift. A lot has occurred, and you think to yourself, wow, what an amazing story. And then, just recently I was thinking, this story is still going on. It's been going on ever since then through other disciples, through other churches. It's been going on through ordinary people like you and me, because we're all called to witness to Jesus Christ. You know, when we join the church, we say, I'll be loyal to the United Methodist Church by my prayers, my presence, my gifts, my service. And what's that last word? And witness. The mission statement of our church, to make disciples of Jesus Christ who grow in faith and love through worship, fellowship, service, and witness to one another and to the world. We're all called to witness. This story is continuing as of right now as we share the good news from the heart of Carrie. All of us. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you hear the word witness, you have different connotations that aren't always pleasant for whatever reason. But we need to understand what the word witness means. It's not a scary word. It shouldn't be a scary word. Yes. Basically, it just means someone who has personal experience in something. You know, this is what I've seen. This is what I've experienced. This is what I can tell you because I have seen it and experienced it. You know, in a courtroom, they'll call a witness to the stand. And if the witness says, well, I don't know, but so-and-so said, they'll stop them right there. Because that's second hand. First hand is saying, I have seen. So basically, it's just sharing our story. And then, of course, we feel, okay, I get that. But it's so difficult for me. I seem to lack the courage. Well, here's even better news. The Holy Spirit empowers us to witness. We see it in the book of Acts, and we see it in the lives of people today, and it's happening in your life, and it's happening in my life when we yield to the Holy Spirit already at work in us. So this word witness really is a good word. It's a good word, and we should be glad that we have been called to do something that we've been promised we can do. Because God said, I will give you the very spirit, the very power to do it. Let me step back and say one more thing. This is not to convert people. That's not within our power. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not to persuade people. It's not about arguing. We don't need to argue. And we don't need to browbeat people with the Bible. This is just simply being a witness. Conversion, new birth, people who come to repentance, all that's a result of the Holy Spirit that works on them. But the Holy Spirit seeks to use us. So the Holy Spirit empowers us in three ways. The first way is very important. The Holy Spirit empowers us to know Jesus personally. Because we really can't be a witness in the way that we're called to be a witness until we know Jesus personally. Not about him or somebody said this, but until we know him personally. And the Holy Spirit helps us to come to know Christ in a deep and intimate way. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ lived our life and died our death and rose for our sake. That there's forgiveness of sins in his name. That we can be healed of guilt and shame. That we can have a new beginning in life. That even death itself is not the end. There's a new beginning in that. The Bible tells us these things. The Holy Spirit makes these things real to us. The Bible tells us of the love of God, but the Holy Spirit makes that love of God real to us. The Holy Spirit has worked in my life over many, many, many years. And the Holy Spirit is still working in my life. But I don't doubt anymore that I'm a person of significant worth and value to God. I don't doubt anymore that I'm loved. I can look in the mirror and I can see a person that Christ has redeemed and forgiven and called. And I don't have to doubt these things. So the Holy Spirit empowers us to know Jesus. Because, you know, the disciples were out amongst the people. And the people said, these people have been with Jesus. Because, you see, that part of Jesus is now in them because they became friends. And so the Holy Spirit empowers us to know Jesus personally. The Holy Spirit empowers our communication. Communication is not just simply imparting information from one person to another, but it has to do with a whole lot of things. There are many different theories of communication and how all that happens. Communication really is a miracle when you think about it. That I can move my lips, something comes out my mouth, there's little vibrations in the air, somehow or another you hear it, processes in your brain, you try to figure it out, and hopefully you can, and it's about